From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. More details are coming out in the probe of the U.S. Special Counsel. Yesterday, FBI agents raided the office of Scott Block. Now it appears the investigation is much broader than originally believed. Investigators are looking into whether Block abused his authority as the head investigator for government whistleblower claims. The first witnesses from the Office of Special Counsel are scheduled to testify before a grand jury on Tuesday. Here's NPR's Ari Shapiro.
When FBI agents showed up at Block's home and office yesterday, they carried a fistful of subpoenas. According to sources who've seen the documents, one demanded information about a 2004 investigation into Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Block concluded that Rice, who was then National Security Advisor, did not misuse government money to campaign for President Bush's re-election. But career employees at the Office of Special Counsel say Block handled the investigation in an unusual way. He gave it to political appointees, rather than the typical practice of leaving it in the hands of career investigators. Then, employees say, Block purged computer evidence of what he'd done. Another subpoena demanded information about Block's investigation of Loretta Doan. She's the chief of the General Services Administration, who resigned under pressure last week amid allegations that she abused her power to help her friends. Agents also wanted information on a woman at OSC named Rebecca McGinley. According to a complaint that career attorneys have filed with the White House, OSC employees viewed McGinley as a spy who would report disloyalty to Block. Travis Elliott used to work at OSC. He says he left after Block tried to force him into being reassigned to Detroit.
The staff was really afraid to be viewed at all as disloyal for fear that they could be the next individual to be reassigned to Detroit, and failing to take that would be ultimately removed from their position. At some point, the atmosphere in the office became so poisoned that it was literally impossible for people to complete their work.
The man leading this inquiry has an unusual background for a prosecutor. James Mitzelfeld is a former reporter who won a Pulitzer Prize at the Detroit News in the 90s. That was for his investigation of abuses at the state of Michigan's House Fiscal Agency. Now he's a prosecutor in Washington investigating federal government abuses. Neither he nor Block have commented on the case, and nobody's been charged with a crime. Scott Block had an autobiography in the works when yesterday's FBI raid took place. The book's working title, Corruption in the Capitol. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.